Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacumelos. New South Wales has recorded 8 new local cases of COVID-19. There were also an additional 10 cases in return travellers in hotel quarantine. 7 of the local cases are linked to the Avalon cluster and 1 is under investigation. Victoria has recorded 1 new COVID-19 case. A Victorian teenager in hotel quarantine from Sydney's northern beaches. 17 people who recently arrived from New South Wales have been tested and are in hotel quarantine system. The state has not had a case of community transmission for 53 days. Sydney residents are shut off from the rest of the country until at least tomorrow night, due to border closures in every state and territory. New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro says leaders have been too quick to shut the borders.
They treat the border like a light switch. They switch it on and off, and that's not how it works. A reminder to Premier Andrews is that we didn't shut that border until there's 140, 180 cases a day in Victoria before we decided to shut the border.
United States President-elect Joe Biden has received his first dose of a coronavirus vaccine on live television. Mr. Biden received the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on the same day that a second vaccine will start arriving across the United States. The vaccine was administered at a hospital as part of an effort to convince the American public the vaccine is safe.
I'm doing this to demonstrate that people should be prepared when it's available to take the vaccine. There's nothing to worry about. I'm looking forward to the second shot.
The European Union has approved the use of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine. European Union President Ursula von der Leyen says it will be available across the European Union after approval by the European Medicines Agency. Distribution will begin this coming weekend.
Today, we add an important chapter in our fight against COVID-19. As we have promised, this vaccine will be available for all EU countries at the same time.
The Australian Medical Association says the federal government should release 2 Sri Lankan children and their parents from immigration detention on Christmas Island. The association is concerned about the negative impact that detention is having on the development of the 2 children. The association would like to see the family released until their legal case has finished. Australians are being told to be careful when shopping online. Investment scams and online shopping losses worth around $150,000 a day are being reported to the Australian Cyber Security Centre. Online shopping tips and other information are available at cyber.gov.au. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is SBS Easy English News.